WXLK HD Roanoke.
Laughter-induced accidents are not covered by insurance. Listen with caution when consuming hot beverages for the next 4 hours.
Out!
In the morning.
Time to start your day with the K92 Morning Thing. If you can handle laughter, occasional silliness, and a good time, then you're in the right place. If not, well, you've been warned. Here's Monica Brooks, Antoine Terrell, and Chris Ryan.
Good morning. It is 6:01. It is Wednesday, March the 13th, 2024. Mostly sunny, 73 today. Right now, 39 in the NRV, 41 in Lynchburg, and 46 in Roanoke. And yesterday, I unlocked one of my worst fears.
Oh, what's that?
It's the thing that one of the things I dread the most, but I know needs to be done sometimes. I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and they dilated my eyes.
Mm.
Oh, I hate that. It's such an uncomfortable feeling, but I know it's for the good of my eyes to make sure I have good eye health. And I don't go to the eye doctor enough for me to like really stress about it, but I know that it's upcoming. And when you're laying there, head back, and then she's getting ready to do those drops in, my eyes closed like a couple times before she dropped it in.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to hold your eye open. So she actually had to hold my eye open with her fingers.
You kept blinking. You just wouldn't let it in there.
Because my eye's like, no, I don't want that. But yeah, I got my eyes dilated yesterday, and then I was blind for a few hours.
I do love the look of the eyes when they're dilated. Like, you look either like a superhero, like a villain, like you're going through something. But I love just the giant, whatever that part of your
eye is. It's like a yellow tint. Yeah. I posted a picture of my eyes on my Instagram yesterday. Yes. So I was like, oof, it looks freaky, but yeah.
I actually wish my eyes were dilated this morning, because you were talking about it's 75 and sunny. All I'm thinking about is the moon. You know why I'm thinking about the moon?
Why?
Because I was mooned this morning at work.
Yeah.
Oh.
having a conversation with one of our coworkers.
Uh-huh.
And he has lost some weight. And as we're talking, we're face-to-face, he goes, oh, I need to retuck my shirt in, Antoine. Let me turn around real quick. I said, oh, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. So we're just talking, and he loses grip of his pants while he's trying to tuck in his shirt. His pants falls down to his knees. It's just boxer briefs in front of me.
Oh, I thought you had no boxers.
No, he had boxer briefs. Oh. And then he pulls them back and goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's okay. Just finish doing what you're doing. Pants fall again. I said, okay, excuse me, sir. I'm going to go step out in the hallway. Yeah. I'm going to let you finish doing what you're doing. And I asked his permission to tell this story on the radio before I told it.
Yeah, you do know if you get mooned, that's good luck.
I got mooned twice. So I got double the luckage.
If somebody gives you a bare butt moon, that is good luck.
Okay.
Because my friends and I used to like to do that as jokes when we were younger. Like driving down the road, stick your butt out the window. Yes. I've done that before when I was like 16.
But you said it has to be bare butt. This boxer briefs was covering it, so I get half luck.
You got double, boxer, so you got one.
Yeah,
If it's boxer briefs, is it really a moon? No, you need bare butt.
It was an eclipse. It was a lunar eclipse then.
What's on your mind this morning, Monica? You mooned this morning?
Well, no, I don't. At least I missed it, I guess. But I'm in a little bit of a panic because yesterday I noticed the voice starting to crack, and I think the allergies have hit me. I was like, oh gosh,
going its way.
I need to stop talking so much. I think I have to just, after we get off air, I'm usually just
this time of year, do you keep allergy medicine on
hand?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. And usually I feel like that takes care of it. And I missed the, laryngitis last year. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm all right. And now I feel like starting to seep back in. Yeah. We got things to do.
All this nice weather. You guys got to host a parade on Saturday. Yes. You got to be able to talk, Monica.
You better not get sick. I can't do that parade by myself.
Hold on to your brain cells. Here's Antoine's random fact of the day on K92.
I got you, Monica.
Okay.
You said allergies are starting to hit you a little bit.
Yes.
You over there sounding like Barry White going through puberty right now. Well, I have a remedy for you. All you have to do is just open your mouth.
Okay.
And drink some pickle juice.
Pickle juice? Pickle juice. I like pickle juice.
So you can either drink it or gargle it. I say to drink it because gargling is weird.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm gargling like my mouthwash, it feels like a weird activity. I just want to drink it. I'm like, awkward. But anyway, the high salt content can reduce inflammation and give you some relief for only 10 to 15 minutes, so you got to do it pretty often.
Okay.
Or you could just gargle with salt water like a normal person, but you said you like pickle juice.
I like pickle juice.
And you pickle juice more than you like salt water.
Yeah, I put some pickle juice over ice. Maybe I'll take that with me to the parade on Saturday.
I dare you. I will buy your lunch that day. If you show up with a Stanley Cup full of pickle juice.
Well, why not?
Ice. Just drink it.
Yeah.
I would love that. Your body is 0.4% salt, so any liquid with a higher concentration than that tends to draw water out of your tissue and reduce inflammation. Mm-hmm. It happens with sugar, too, which is why tea and honey also helps your throat.
Okay. Skipping the tea and honey, I'm going to bring some pickle juice.
Pickle juice! Whew. You like pickles, you go ahead and get your little pickle fingers to get the pickles out. You eat the pickles, put them on your sandwich, and then you just chug-a-lug-lug.
Yeah, you can do that.
I really want you to do this over ice now, on the rocks.
Yep.
Can I get a pickle juice on the rocks? How do you feel about pickles, Chris?
Pickles are okay. I like a big pickle, I'll be honest with you. I like a big fat pickle, like a dill pickle, if I'm gonna have a pickle.
Right.
But I liked pickles more as a kid. I like to drink pickle juice as a kid. As an adult, it's not as appealing.
Right.
But I don't like pickles on my burgers.
Now, I will say
this. Or sandwiches. I like a pickle by itself.
Well, because it kind of makes it soggy, too.
Yeah,
I'll take like a little cut like the pickles, but this is not a great tip for anyone with high blood pressure, though. Because some pickles are loaded with sodium. So one spear has 33% of the sodium you're supposed to have in an entire day.
Oh, so somebody listening right now, they would get ready to drink some pickle juice, but they say, oh, shoot, I got to take my high blood pressure pill.
So you just don't die by trying to clear up your throat.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
Yeah, I may be going to jail, y'all.
So well, it was nice knowing you. I'll visit.
Oh, what?
I'll put some money on your book so you can get, you know, some cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Get some snacks and stuff.
See you on episode of 60 Days In.
Yeah. Well, I go to CVS yesterday and the guy says, oh, are you a member? You know, go ahead and put in your number. Well, I said, okay, I am a member. I put in the number.
You are a member.
I am. Well, kind of, you know, by association. But I put in my number and it pops up the name. And he says, oh, my goodness, I love this old name. This is an older name. And he said, and it has a double L in it. And I said, yep. The name popped up, Eleanor.
Oh, I was about to say, there's no double L in Monica. There's not even a L in Monica. Eleanor.
Yes, because I use my mom. Eleanor? That is Trigger, my mother. That's her name. That's her legal name.
I learned something new today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so the thing is, I consider my mom's phone number to still be my phone number. She still has a landline, and that number... That's the house I grew up in.
Uh-huh.
So that's still my phone number.
Monica, that's not how that
and
works.
And I plugged in the number and he said, well, Eleanor, it is great to meet you. I'm like, uh-huh. I didn't feel like, going into detail about it.
So you pretended to be your mother Trigger, a.k.a. Eleanor, for some CVS bucks.
10 CVS bucks.
For 10 of them.
You stole 10 CVS bucks?
They would expire.
Now, what do you think is worse, Chris? I'm asking you. I'm turning my vision away from the criminal.
Okay.
Orange is the New Black over there.
Oh, man.
What's worse? Monica illegally pretending to be someone else, or Monica stealing the CVS bucks from her dear old mother, the mother that allows Monica to show up whenever she wants, the mother that allows Monica to make a to-go plate before anyone else has gotten her food? Which one is worse?
Stealing those CVS bucks.
Shame on you.
But they would expire. You don't want them to go to waste.
Well, you better get on the phone to your mom and say, Mama, you need to come to CVS because you got 10 bucks and CVS bucks are going to expire.
Or call her.
Or what you could have done is, Mom, you've got $10 in CVS bucks. I'm here. What can I buy for you with those 10 bucks in CVS dollars?
Yo,
look at Chris with all the good ideas this morning.
But hold on. My sister's on that account, too. She's probably used the bucks.
Oh, my! Now you're snitching.
She's using. Look.
Not only are you a criminal. Not only are you committing crimes. You are now tattletelling.
I tossed Robin into it too.
Come on, Robin.
Yeah.
I will tell you this though. I do have a friend of mine who uses my my Kroger bucks.
Your Kroger points.
Like when they use my Kroger card, they put in my phone number.
Well, I have your phone number, Chris.
So I get good gas. I get gas points.
Antoine. Oh, but see, it works out in his face. Oh no, I can use it at the gas station.
Yeah, I can use yours. Antoine, you know what?
I never actually registered under a phone number.
You didn't?
No, I just have the card. If I ever lose the card, I lose all my points.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
No, it's because of people like Monica. Like, I have to protect myself from you criminals.
Gotta listen out for this guy. Said a famous name, but don't flop. Something like Sebastian Coe. Celebrity two-word tango.
Will today be the day? Will we make it to the end on March 13th? day of Monica's first day of her throat issues.
Yes.
We got to win now before Monica can't talk for 6 months.
Oh, man.
We got to do it now. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to play two-word tango. Me, Monica, Chris. We're going to go in a circle saying celebrities' names or some. We're going to say something on beat within a given category.
Yes.
We're going to go in order. The beat gets faster. We got to think faster. We can't repeat each other. We can't get off beat. We got to make it to the end. Monica, she has the category in front of her. Yep. We don't know what it is. She's going to open it.
Celebrities.
Just celebrities.
Just celebrities.
Okay. All right. I mean, I feel like we should be able to do that one. Celebrities should be easy. All right. We're going to go Monica, Antoine, and Chris. We just have to do celebrities. Monica, you're up first.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jordan.
Britney Spears.
Michael B. Jordan.
Brad Pitt.
Adam Sandler.
Denzel Washington.
Oprah Winfrey.
Julia Roberts.
Lady Gaga.
Charlie Sheen.
Tom Cruise.
Gail King.
Ed Norton.
Angelina Jolie.
Condoleezza Rice.
Farrah Fawcett.
Eddie Murphy.
Tracy Chapman.
George Clooney.
Channing Tatum.
Celine Dion.
Helen Hunt.
Justin Bieber.
Travis Kelce.
John Cena.
Jessica Alba.
Jason Kelce.
Kevin Hart.
Mark Wahlberg.
Donna Summer.
Nick Cannon.
Kim Kardashian.
Ding! No! Don Lemon! Don Lemon!
No!
I know. Oh,
how much longer did we have to go to the end?
Oh, like gosh.
15 to 20 seconds.
15
oh.
to 20.
We were there.
We were right there. Oh,
my
man.
Next one was Nick Cannon. I already had it planned out in my head. And
yeah, Don Lemon was. I didn't get it out.
Don Lemon. That's your fault for thinking about him before right. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Be prepared to facepalm, because we can't make this stuff up. It's time for K92's Dumb and Dumber.
Well, a real estate agent has been fined because he was caught on camera doing something at a homeowner's house.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
A realtor named Mike Rose was showing the home potential to potential buyers. When the owners looked at their camera, what did they see on the camera? They saw him opening the refrigerator and taking a swig of milk out of their jug.
Oh,
that's so many crimes right there.
Yeah, he did that without using a glass. But let's be honest, a lot of times we do that. We just take a chug of milk out of the jug. Do you do that, Antoine?
Yes, I definitely, not milk, but yes, I've definitely done it with like a soda or like some, you know, lemonade or something like that. I definitely do it.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't, but I think with that realtor, the fact that it was just milk, though, you know, like the fact that somebody just said, I
that
just
makes
gotta
you
take
a psychopath.
Yep. Got to take a quick sip of milk.
Yep. He's been fined $5,000 for that. Now, the reason for that is he was on a new medication and was under a lot of stress and felt unusually dehydrated that day. But really, if he had another option than milk, he should have drank that. I don't
know. Yes. Water from the faucet?
I imagine there was probably something else in there besides milk, because if I'm hydrated, milk isn't the first thing that I think to drink.
Right.
And also, what else has he done in that house besides take a swig out of the milk?
Do they want to know?
Yeah, what has he done to their liquor cabinet?
Oh, now we're really getting into the deepness.
Mm. What else has he done possibly in the master bedroom on the bed? I don't know. Anyway, wouldn't you consider this a case of lactose lawlessness?
Lactose lawlessness.
Yes, right. Lactose lawlessness.
Shame on him.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is The Ladies' Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Monica, Antoine, and Chris in The Ladies' Room today with June, who wants to call off a friendship. June, what's going on? Let us know.
Yeah, so I think I want to break up with a friend. You know, she drives me freaking crazy. So give you a little background. We've been friends for 5 years and not just like acquaintances, like close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how to break it off with her. She's been annoying me so much because she just always is bragging about all of her accomplishments.
Okay. So she's one of those friends that's real braggadocious about everything.
Yeah, and to make it worse, I got her hired at my job. And so the other day she came up to me with another friend talking about how she received a raise after being at the company for a year. You know, she knows I've been with the company for 3 years without any sort of raise. And it's not like I'm doing anything that she's not doing or, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And then I got engaged and okay. she doesn't say anything. Like, instead, she posted a picture with her new boyfriend and totally ignored my whole announcement.
Now, June, before I say what I'm about to say, uh-oh. I would like to say thank you so much for being a part of the K92 Morning Thing family. And we appreciate you coming into the ladies' room, sharing your problem. It sounds like hate. It kind of comes across.
You calling June a hater?
It kind of comes across that June is a hater.
How is June a hater?
As a friend, you're supposed to be celebrating these victories. So the victories that her friend is quote unquote bragging about, you're supposed to be the biggest cheerleader
for
June,
that. But June, you said you got her a job. You got her a job with you.
Yes.
It sounds like she is trying to hype up her friend and support her in a way.
I haven't heard any celebrating.
Yeah, but to me, this sounds like a one-sided friendship.
Yeah.
Especially if her friend is going to brag, oh, I got a raise and all that stuff. And if she's a really a good friend and you say June got engaged and her friend doesn't say anything about it, it sounds like her friend is selfish.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe she missed a post. Like she was scrolling a lot.
So I can add something else to this. Maybe this will change your mind.
Okay.
So her new boyfriend mm-hmm. is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
She started dating him and didn't even say anything to me about it.
Oh, she's not your friend.
Can you say something before you date somebody's ex?
Yeah.
I mean, really. So how do I end this? I need help in how to end this friendship. You know, you got to remember that we work together.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, that part, I don't know what to tell you about, but maybe somebody can help you out. Have you been through this situation? How do you help out June? Text in to 52353 or give us a call at 540-774-9236. K92's Ladies Room.
Hey, ladies in the place, I'm calling out.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace.
Advice and solving life's biggest dilemmas. This is the Ladies Room with Monica Brooks on K92.
Yeah, and today we have June. June is saying that, oh my gosh, I want to just dump my friend. You know, she's bragging about everything. She's just annoying. She's like, I just want to cut off the friendship. And we asked you to text into 52353 or to call us at 540-774-9236. And we had some text roll in. One text says, her friend isn't a friend. Break up that friendship. And that's from Amy of Covington. And then there's another one that says, if I was June, I'd dump him. I was kind of in the same boat, but it wasn't a friend. It was my sister and mom who hooked up with my ex-husband after I left him.
Okay, Cyrus's.
Oh, my goodness. The drama right there.
And we just got another long text into 52353. And typically, we read the text before we read them on the radio. But you know what? I'm just going to jump in.
I'm feeling saucy today.
So I'm just going to read the text for the first time. They are both wrong. June should have been happy for a friend getting a raise, but friends should have shouted her out for getting a job for her. June should be happy for a friend that she's happy with a new man, regardless that it's her ex and she's engaged. And friends should have supported June in her new engagement. They aren't supporting each other in their friendship, and that is what's key. They just need to have a clear conversation about it.
I feel like that was a kid's book. You know, like that's like, that was a lot. You get it. Yeah, woo! Okay, and now we have Brittany.
Morning. I think that June is a needy friend.
Oh.
You agree with Antoine.
What? No, I didn't. I didn't say that June was needy. I said she was a hater. There's a difference. Why do you feel that June's coming across as needy?
Listen, I'm always talking about my accolades. You know, I'm freaking amazing. And if my friends don't want to listen, then they probably aren't a great friend. That's just how I feel about it.
There's a valid point to that. If your friends can't celebrate your victories, your accomplishments, If they're more worried about their own, then that says a lot about that friendship.
But I celebrate my friends. I love celebrating it up. I do. But at the same time, it should, you know, they should be able to reciprocate that feeling, you know, should be.
Well, I understand that, but I also feel like maybe just like June's friend Brittany is also one of those people that are braggadocious and look at all my accomplishments, you know. I just feel like, you know, sometimes I do have a friend who needs the attention because of things they do, yet they don't ever put that attention or say thanks or congratulations to anybody else. Mm-hmm. It's all about them.
Brittany, are you that type of friend? Are you celebrating your friends as much as you want them to celebrate you?
I celebrate my friends and my friends celebrate me. That's how it should work.
It should work like that, yes.
I think that June is still in the wrong here. I mean, she needs to stop worrying about her friend and who she dates. You know, you don't own the ex. So, I don't know. It sounds like she still has feelings for him. That's what I
do. Uh-oh, saucy. All right, well, Brittany, thank you so much for calling in. We still got June on the phone. June, did you hear Brittany?
I did, yeah.
So what are your thoughts? Where are you at right now?
You know, I don't agree with her. I think that her talk is crazy talk. And, you know, I just wanted to know how to end the friendship.
You have to end it somehow, some way. But understand, work is going to be, there's going to be a little tension there.
Should she end it in person? Should it be a text
in
message,
person.
A Facebook message? Should she stop talking to her, ghost her?
It should be in person. 5 years, close friendship, be in person, and then let us know how it goes.
I think she should end it at work and cause a scene right there at the office.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
And then both of you guys can be celebrated for being fired.
Well, thank you so much for coming in the ladies' room. K92.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
I swear to you that these Taylor Swift themed dance parties was my idea first.
Oh.
Kind of. Slightly. Only in my head. So a Taylor Swift themed dance party, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's when the Harvester in Franklin County in Rocky Mount had one actually this past weekend or the weekend before, mm-hmm. where people go. And all they listen to, there's a DJ there, and all he plays is Taylor Swift music.
Yes.
He creates an entire set list of all the Taylor through all the eras, from the country era to the pop era to the pop country era to the slightly hip-hop era, whatever. And people pay money, real hard-earned American dollars, to go to this party to listen to one artist. The artist isn't going to be there, and all they do is just dance around and sing her songs as if it's a concert, except she's not there.
Yeah.
And I know I've had this idea before.
Yep, and it's happened all around. Yeah, people are doing this, and it's I think it's a fun concept because, you know, you bond with folks that, you know, that have that same enjoyment, that same love for the artist.
So. There are glow sticks being thrown out and everything, and I say that I've had this idea before because that's literally how I shower every morning. It may not be
a Taylor Swift
dance party, but like this morning, it was not this morning. Yesterday morning, it was an Usher-themed dance party. Everything I played while I was getting ready was Usher. And this was my idea, and I'm very disappointed that I didn't make it come to fruition first.
I think you could do that with any artist who has a big fan group, that you could do a theme party. Like, I'm sure along with the Taylor Swift dance party, there's their people with friendship bracelets. They're switching around, you know, and they're comparing lyrics to all the songs. And I do love that idea. It's a bonding experience for people that share something in common.
Yeah.
And there was actually one that was in, I think it was in Richmond, where it was Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, Olivia doesn't have a catalog.
But they were going back and forth. The DJ was going back and forth with the song. So now that this idea is out there and it's successful, we need to steal the idea. As me being a resident DJ on K92, what artists should we have an artist-themed dance party about? Because I say Usher, maybe Bruno Mars or Drake. Those are mine.
You need an artist that actually has music. Like, you can't have like a Carly Rae Jepsen. You can't have like a, you know.
Monica, if you had to buy tickets to one of these events, who would be your artist?
Whitney Houston.
Ooh, Whitney Houston would be a good one.
Whitney Houston,
you're going to be hoarse after that.
Yeah.
You're going to be singing from your heart.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Chris?
God, there's several, I think, that would work. Like a Lady Gaga-themed
Lady Gaga
party. Maybe Britney Spears, Rihanna. An artist that needs to have a big catalog of songs. Now, for older people, like a Michael Jackson dance party, too.
Oh, I'd need, like, 6 hours. Yeah. What about a 90s boy band or a 2000 boy band? So I get to bounce around from the Backstreet Boys.
I feel like with boy bands,
the string to the 98 Degrees.
You kind of need to do a 2-for-1, you know, with that.
It's a mashup. Now that's what I call music.
Every
boy
last
band.
Boy band. Okay.
Yeah, you can't. Right. You cannot leave O-Town out of that. Okay. Yeah.
I would play both of their songs that everyone loves. If you could go to any artist themed dance party, text it now 52353. What artist would you pay tickets to just hear that music? They're not going to be there. It's just going to be you and friends listening to a playlist.
It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And we were just talking about those Taylor Swift-themed dance parties where people would pay cash money to go to an event like the Harvester in Rocky Mount to just listen to Taylor Swift music. Taylor's not going to be there.
Nope.
It's just all Taylor Swift music with their friends. And so we started to think about, what artist would we want to have a themed dance party? And you started texting it in 52353. Let's see. Allie in Rocky Mount says she likes the boy band idea. Jackson 5 to One Direction, all of them.
Oh.
Just the time of them. Sarah in Christiansburg said Prince and Michael Jackson.
Oh, that'd be a fun one. Ooh, it has to be just Prince.
I don't know a lot about, like, I know Prince songs, but Michael Jackson would be the one I know more about.
Okay, what about Queen? Someone text in Queen.
See, I only know like 4 of their songs, so it'd be a bathroom break for me.
Okay.
We got another text that says Spice Girls or NSYNC.
Spice and up your life.
Chris from Roanoke says Pink. Pink would be a fun one.
Yeah.
My favorite text, though, is Nickelback. Shout out to you whoever sent that.
That was
There's
funny.
There's a laughing emoji beside.
Yes, they are messing with us.
Look, people hate on Nickelback, but they had a lot of great songs. If Nickelback was to come to town, I would go to the
you
show.
You would go sing one song. Sing a little bit of it. Sing a little.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how.
It's going to sell out. That's going to sell out.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So this is something fun to do. Roanoke County Police Department, they're having their first ever Easter egg extravaganza. And that's going to be Saturday the 23rd from 11 to 1 at Green Hill Park in Salem. And they said they'll also have Touch a Truck going on too. So this is all about the family. Bring out the kids. Have a great time.
And as a kid, finding Easter eggs was one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, yeah.
I love
real
that.
Eggs.
Yes.
Well, I know what we're going to do here around the studio, Monica. Yep. One day Chris is going to come in like, Chris, there are eggs placed all around the studio. Can you find them all? Would that make you happy? Would that take you back to when you were a kid? If there were airplane bottles and or money inside the eggs.
Absolutely. And something else, do your kids like to, do y'all decorate real eggs? Because I love
eggs.
Doing that too, yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever eat the real eggs though?
Yes.
I do not.
I love it. I'm not eating this egg.
It came from a bunny. I don't want it.
I love a good boiled egg.
All right. So do you love Scream? The movie, all the Scream movies?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite franchises.
Yeah, the Scream 6 was so good.
Well, Scream 7, Neve Campbell, she's coming back.
They're finally going to pay her worth?
Yes, yeah, because she set it out Scream 6 because of the salary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so now she's like, I'm here. I'm ready for it. This is my now.
Well, they have Scream 7. Money because Jenna Ortega said that she might not be coming back. Mm-hmm. The other person, they said they're not having her back, so they're just going to combine their salary. So here you go, Nev.
Yeah.
You got $78.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Neve Campbell. I feel like the OG fans are going to be really excited about that, but is the younger generation who they're trying to attract going to be really excited that Neve Campbell's on board?
No,
they need to bring in some younger actors.
Who do they
need? Like they had Jenna Ortega. They need somebody that, you know, teens like.
And this is not a spoiler because the movie hasn't come out, so this is a prediction. My prediction is that Neve Campbell's going to be the bad guy in Scream 7. That's my prediction.
All right. Let's
mark it down.
Uh-huh.
And we'll delete it if I'm wrong.
After all the years of being in Ghostface's world, she is now the killer.
Exactly.
All right. Now, are we ready for the drama of it all tonight? On Netflix, Love is Blind Season 6.
I'm so excited. There's a sneak preview.
She's honestly the love of my life, and I did make a mistake.
I've never stayed up till 5 a.m. just chatting.
I'm a pick-me girl. You're the pick-me girl. You're a clown.
The reunion with surprise guests you won't want to miss.
I thought we were on good terms, but I guess we're not.
In every single scandal, unbeknownst to her, you have someone on the outside. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Oh, boy.
Yes, speak on it. Spicy. Love is Blind Season 6 is fantastic. And it takes place in Charlotte, North Carolina. And there's so much drama to follow these young couples. And it's going to be tonight on Netflix, I believe at 9.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. And I can thank Freddie Mac for getting me into that. So it was so good. It's so good. And I've been team Amy and Johnny since the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So I'm anxious to see where they are today.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So text in your thoughts on Love is Blind. We got to talk about it tomorrow after the reunion.
We are going to talk about it.
Chris is staying up to watch that.
I'm going to be tired tomorrow. Yeah. 52353 is our text number. Text us and let us know if you're excited for the Love is Blind reunion tonight on Netflix. You're waking up with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And yesterday I went out to lunch. I had a really good server. And anytime I have a good service, you're going to get a good tip.
Yes.
But my server did something yesterday. She went the extra mile, and I'm like, I'm going to give you a little bit more. And I love when servers do this, because that means that they're doing something a little bit extra.
Uh-huh.
She wrote thanks and a smiley face on my receipt.
Oh.
And my ticket. And you know what? You're getting like 27% instead of 25%.
Oh.
I got information on this. Nerd alert. Nerd alert, what? Guys. Because I was actually reading a story about this the other day, and a study found that putting an emoji beside the tip place causes people to tip more.
Yes.
Because you feel good when you look at it and you think your server really appreciated you.
Yeah. I mean, I always put a little smiley face. Now, of course, you have to be a good server.
Yep.
Like, you can't just be a crappy server and then put a smiley face.
Oh, yeah. No. You know, I can't get, like, terrible service and she never comes back and refills me or anything like that, or checks on my food and then put a smiley face. I'd be like, nice try. Mm-hmm. But if I have really good service and the server is friendly and then I get the smiley face, thank you, sometimes they'll write their name, I'm like, you know what? You're getting a little bit extra.
Yeah.
Now, both of you guys were servers.
Yes.
Okay. I've said that I've never wanted to, never would work in the food industry. Did you guys, outside of being a good server, did you have a little trick or a little something you would do to get a higher tip that you can say on this family radio station?
Well, I mean, my tight pants, I was rocking. No, I'm saying, but I always was, I feel like I was a great server, you know? And so I always put a little smiley face, and I actually had a table that would come in every Christmas, and they would order coffee, believe me, $100.
Okay.
Like, now, it was like nothing.
Now, outside of it, so my question to you is, was there something that you did?
I would sit down and have a conversation with them.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, we got there.
Okay, so I will piggyback on what Monica just said. Sometimes, depending on, say if it's a couple and there's enough room for me to sit down on one side of the booth, I would do that.
Yeah.
Or something I never see servers do, something I did that I think kind of amped up my tip and my overall service is when I went to somebody's table, I would crouch down, like squat down, so I'm eye level when I'm taking their orders.
Oh, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Where I'm eye level, where I feel it feels more personal that way. And I never see servers do that, but that's something I always did.
Yeah.
Because it makes me seem more friendly and more into.
Well, people can sense when you're genuine. So, and I think that they pick that up, and then you have your regulars come in, they request you, and that's how you.
Yep. Yeah. So that would be a tip that I put out there, because I don't see a lot of servers do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just crouch down at the table, get eye level with your guest, and then take their order that way and just kind of carry on a conversation with them.
I will say, going back to what Monica used to do of sitting down and talking to the guest, that's a double-edged sword, because if you are the server of my table, I appreciate that. If you're the server at my table and you're sitting at someone else's table and I'm sitting there like, how long is she going to be there? Get up, girl.
You can feel the eyes.
I've lessened your tip because you over there so long.
It's funny you say that, because that happened back in the day, and I would sit there and have a fry with my customer.
Oh, yeah, like, no, we done.
What?
Can I get Brenda? Is Brenda working tonight?
Thought the first date went great, but now you're being left on red? Time to find out why you're being ghosted. This is Blown Off with Monica, Antoine, and Chris on K92.
All right, we have Anna on the show today. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
All right, so Anna's on the show today because she's not having very much luck finding the man of her dreams.
Not really.
Yeah, and you know, if you're on this part of the show, then that means you got blown off. So we're going to sympathize with you as long as it's not your fault. We're going to find out what happened.
All right, so Anna, tell us about Darren.
Yeah, so I met Darren at a fundraising event, actually, last month. So we got to know each other a little bit there.
I like that, because you didn't meet on a dating app. You actually met in person. That's hard to do these days.
Yeah. So we really, like, hit it off. you know, we both have dogs. We were like, we decided to meet up, you know, after texting and talking for a little bit, we decided to meet up with our dogs at the dog park.
That's cute.
Which was nice. And I actually decided to invite him to my place. I love to cook. So I just wanted to cook him dinner, do something nice.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I thought it went really well, you know. And then we hung out for most of the evening, and then he went home. But I haven't heard from him since, so.
Did he get food poisoning?
No. I mean, no. He said it was, like, amazing. I didn't, so why would he? I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, so everything on your end sounded cute. It felt very Disney movie-ish with the dogs and everything. So is there anything that might have stood out to you for the reason that you haven't heard from him?
No. I mean, I've really been thinking about it, and I can't really think of anything.
All right. Well, Darren's been waiting on hold. He's heard what you have to say. And Darren has the reason why you haven't heard from him. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Darren, before you explain what's going on, was everything she said true up to that point?
Yeah. I mean, just one very big thing that she left out. But yeah, everything else is true.
Well, don't you keep us waiting. What's that big thing that she left out, Darren?
Well, you know, I'm to see if she knows, because, you know, I know, and it was very apparent to me that she crossed the line during the evening, so.
Crossed the line?
Anna, is there something that stands out to you for crossing the line? Because Darren says you should know what it is.
I mean, no. Like, what do you mean, cross the line? Like, what?
So, guys, I'm going to tell you, Anna is what I call a pimple popper.
Oh, she's a popaholic?
Oh, no.
How did you find this out?
Well, of course. I mean, she just literally goes to the side of my neck and pops my pimple without even talking to me about it.
Anna, you just rolled up on his neck like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I did that. Like, I am a papaholic, as you say. I don't know. Like, I think that's just, like, normal, no?
No. No, I'm sorry. I've never had that temptation, and I would be startled if someone rolled up and said, hey, I want to pop a pimple, or they didn't even say it, they started doing it.
It gets even worse than that. I mean, she literally started looking on my body and other places for pimples to pop.
She went on a pimple scavenger hunt.
I'm so sick right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Darren sounds a little traumatized. Like, I don't think he's ever going to wear a V-neck.
You know, it's addicting. Like, you know, once you start popping, you can't stop.
Yes, and I'm on Anna's side. This sounds gross, but I love to watch pimple popping videos. I've watched every episode of Dr. Pimple Popper. I'm obsessed. Now, I don't know if I would pop somebody else's pimple on their body without permission, no. But I do like a good pimple pop.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. You can get on YouTube and watch it, but don't touch me like that, you know?
He is very, very careful about his boundaries.
He is.
He said, you were in my bubble, and you popped my bubble. You see what I did there?
I mean, maybe if we were married, it would be okay, but we just started, like, dating. I don't even know if we can call it that yet, but, I mean, that's just crossing the line to me.
Hey, Anna, is this the first time you've done this, or are you out here just popping random people's pimples?
No, I do it all the time.
What?
Hey, I appreciate your consistency. You be who you are, Anna.
My love language.
So, Darren, knowing that's her love language, what do you see with a second date?
No, I'm sorry. It's just crossed the line already. It's not for me.
Well, look, Anna, I guarantee you, you're going to find somebody that likes to pop pimples just as much as you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Maybe talk with them about it first.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be Darren.
But that's okay. It's good to know that now.
Oh, well, his loss.
All right, so Anna and Darren didn't work out, and we would love to hear your story of how you were ghosted or your bad date. So to be part of Blown Off, all you do is email your story to mornings@k92radio.com, and we could use you on the show. It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. It's time to play Wordplay for your shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Lot Sports Complex. Who do we have on the phone this morning?
Courtney is trying to win those tickets. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
All right, Courtney, to win that 4-pack of tickets to go ice skating at Lancer Lot, you have to make a decision. You have to pick me, Monica, or Chris to play with. Who are you partnering up with?
Monica.
You're going with Monica? Right, all right, good. All right. That gives me a break from Monica because she has to leave. Found her chamber. How are you feeling today, Courtney? Are you feeling confident? How's your morning so far?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling lucky.
Oh, here we go. Good, confident, and lucky. The triple play right there.
I feel like that's a good mantra to say to yourself in front of the mirror every morning.
Yes.
She goes, that's how I'm starting every day from now on.
Yes, every morning I wake up, that's what I'm going to say. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling confident, I'm feeling lucky.
And then you'll turn on K92 because you got to make sure you stay a part of the family. All right, so Chris is going to give you the words that he's going to give Monica when she comes out of the soundproof chamber. All you have to do is predict what you think Monica's going to say.
All right, your first word is social.
Gathering.
Social gathering, okay.
All right, mic, like a mic, short for microphone.
Can it be a name?
Well, so we're going to save a name for the last one. So like maybe mic stand, okay. Or I don't know what else I would think of.
Drop the mic.
Mic drop.
All right. She said drop the mic drop. We'll accept both of those.
Okay.
Okay.
Side. S-I-D-E.
Side hustle.
Side hustle, yeah. Like Monica does have some side hustles.
Letter.
C.
Letter what?
Does it have to be letter C?
Okay, C. Sesame Street. I feel you. Okay.
Okay. And the last one is always a name, Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. That's a good one. I'm going to grab Monica real quick.
All right. Quick recap. Gathering, drop, hustle, C, and Clarkson.
Yes.
All right. Monica getting back in here out of the soundproof chamber. All right.
See, that's my theme party. Yeah, I'm having Usher theme party one night.
All right, Monica, we gave Courtney her words, and now you have to match Courtney. You just match two, and Courtney is going to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Lancer Las Forest Complex.
All right.
Here we go. The first word is social.
Media.
Social media? First thing that popped in my head, too. Courtney, what did you say?
Gathering.
Okay.
Okay, but you're close. Social media is a social gathering kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Monica, the next word, mic.
Drop.
Yeah, we can
drop. Yeah.
You gotta
put your arm out.
Yeah. Drop it. All right, Courtney, did you say mic drop?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
I said drop the mic drop.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're cousins. We gave you that one. All right, okay. So that's one. You need to get one more out of these last three to win a 4-pack of tickets to go ice skating in Lancelot.
All right, side.
Side piece.
Side piece.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Second answer.
She said she changed her answer.
She's gonna change it. Okay.
Courtney, what was your original answer?
Side hustle.
Side hustle.
I'm talking about a side piece of chicken, y'all. You know, sometimes you want a side piece.
Ain't
you
nobody,
want a side
not
biscuit.
Not
side
in life
piece of biscuit.
Call it a piece of chicken. A side piece of chicken.
Yes.
I want a side of chicken. That's what you're getting.
All right, Monica. The next word is letter.
Letterhead.
Yeah, I was about to say, ain't no way in the world you getting this one. Courtney, what did you say?
Letter C.
Okay. Right.
Like she was watching Sesame Street or something. Yeah. C stands for cookie.
The last one is always a name. It is Kelly.
Kelly.
There's a couple that you could think of. There's a couple.
Okay, because I want to say Kelly Clarkson.
All right, Kelly Clarkson. This one's for the win. Courtney, did you say Kelly Clarkson?
I did.
Oh! Woo!
Good job. Yeah. That letter C and that social gathering made me nervous. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's all right because, Courtney, you're still going to Lancelot Sports Complex, courtesy of K92.
Still rolling through another commercial-free hour with the K92 Morning Thing. It's Monica, Antoine, and Chris.
And if you are here right now, listening to the K92 Morning Thing, that means you are K92 family. So I have a favor I need to ask of you. I need you right now to pull out your phone and to spam Star Country Brett and Taylor, specifically Brett Sharp. I need you to text in to the Star Country phone number, which is 63532. That's 63532 because Brett Sharp mooned me this morning. He mooned me not once, but twice this morning before 6 a.m.
That's a wake up.
I need you to text in 63532. That's the number to Brett and Taylor in the morning and say, Brett, stop mooning Antoine.
I need to know more about this. Was it actually like butt shot moon?
It was, listen. Brett is on a weight loss journey right now. Clap applause to him. He has lost a lot of weight. He has given up cheese. Like, he's doing all the things.
Okay.
But what comes along with being on a weight loss journey, your clothes don't fit the same.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning when Brett and I were talking, he goes, hey, I'm sorry, Antoine. I need to readjust my shirt. I need to retuck it in because I'm on a new belt loop. and I put it on the wrong belt loop. It's not fitting right. So he turns his back to me and goes to adjust his shirt, and all of a sudden, whop, his pants fall right down to his right down to his knees. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I was like, Brett, it's okay. It's all right. Just go ahead and fix what you're doing. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. He turns back around, tries to fix his shirt again. Whop. His pants fall right down to his knees again. Twice in front of me, to where I'm like, hey, Brett. Hey, man. Relax a little bit here. It's before 6 o'clock in the morning. I ain't have a coffee yet.
It's like at some point you need to get your life together.
Yeah. Like, come on, how are you starting the morning? But yeah, so that's how my morning started, with Brett Sharp from Brett and Taylor in the Mornings on Star Country.
Look.
Giving me a full moon. And you know he's big into astrology.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? Thank Brett.
Or astronomy,
Brett.
Rather.
Yeah, you gotta thank Brett. You know, thank him for waking you up.
He definitely did wake me up.
You didn't need that coffee after that. You didn't need it at all.
Who needs coffee when you got cheeks looking at you first thing in the morning? So, yes, help me out right now. I want you to text in to 63532. That's the number in Star Country. 63532. Text them and say, Brett, stop mooning Antoine. I need you to do that because, listen, it's not right. I'm scarred.
You are?
Hashtag good news. Hashtag all the feels. It's Antoine's good news story of the day on K92.
Do either one of you guys know how to skateboard?
No, not really. I haven't skateboarded in a long time. And even as a kid, I was never that great on a skateboard.
No, but I feel like I could do it. You know, it's one of those things where I look at the skateboard and I'm like, oh, I can do that.
Why do you say things that instantly give me a headache? You think that you could just jump on a skateboard today and do it? Okay, we need someone to bring a skateboard to the studio right now.
You know, if you were to give me a skateboard, I could stand on it and, you know, push myself on it and keep my balance, but that's all I can do. I can't do any kind of tricks or anything like that.
Put me on an anthill. And I can just pop right over that thing.
Well, and hill relative to your height is like a mountain. So I could see that. Well, we have some skateboarders in their 60s that are offering to clean your pool for free if they can skate in it a little bit after, like when it's empty.
Uh-huh.
Because they're trying to find places to skate. And they're in their 60s right now and they're skateboarding. So here they are talking about why they're wanting to clean your pools and their love for skateboarding.
They oftentimes don't quite understand. You want to do what in the pool?
And to be honest with you, it started as kind of a joke. The shape of the pool is one criteria. The surface of the pool, the plaster, the best pools to skateboard in are the pools that were made from 1950 to, say, 1977. What we do here is one of the best things, in my opinion, you can do in skateboarding. And if you got any more empty pools for us to skate, please send them my way.
Now, to be clear, they're in California. So they're not coming to Salem. Mm-hmm. They're not coming to Bedford to clean out your pool. But I just couldn't imagine something I feel is dangerous. Obviously, you guys don't because you feel like you could do it. Something as dangerous as skateboarding in your 60s. Like, if you fall.
You break a hip.
You are falling apart like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, like you're just not going to heal from it. Like, he's like one of those right there at it.
Yeah, so Antoine, you were asking us if we could skateboard. I could picture you on a skateboard, right?
I could do a hoverboard. The little hoverboard things that were super popular.
I thought you said
hover around. I could do that too. But skateboarding is never something I've ever even tried to do.
Oh, you got to try it.
I don't. Not at this age.
This is your now.
Not at this age.
This is the time.
I'm going to break.
So this story actually makes me pretty nervous because I can just imagine all the hip replacement surgeries being scheduled after they skateboard in that pool. Feather from Sabrina Carpenter on K92. It's the morning thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And I'm thinking they got the name for donuts wrong.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm thinking they totally missed the opportunity to call donuts sugar bagels. Because let's be honest, that's what they are. They're basically bagels sugar and icing on them.
And that actually sounds healthier. Like, I could convince myself.
A sugar bagel sounds healthy to you.
Healthier than a donut. Mm. Like just a nut of dough or a bagel with sugar on it.
Mm.
I would rather have a sugar bagel to be healthy. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, so I was thinking of some things that were wrongly named, and along with donuts being called sugar bagels, I also thought of this. What about instead of milk, it should be cereal sauce?
No.
No.
You don't like that?
No, that sounds disgusting.
No, that one's out of here. We can't.
Cereal sauce.
Okay.
Ew.
No, we can't do that one.
You don't like that?
Not at all.
I want no cereal sauce.
Yeah. Okay, what about this one? What about dentures? I think they should be called substitutes.
Because you're substituting teeth.
How come you didn't say that until Friday for a dad joke?
I know.
Like, that was a perfect dad joke right there.
Just, that's just like a little taste of what's to come on Friday.
Okay.
All right, here's another one. Instead of contractions, what about birthquakes?
Monica?
Birthquake? I mean, well, they are kind of like birthquakes. It sends that sensation through you. I don't hate that one. No, birthquake.
I don't hate birthquakes.
I'm having birthquakes over here.
How far apart are your birthquakes, Monica? Yeah.
I think we should normalize birthquakes.
I love that one.
Okay, instead of jet skis, how about motorcycles?
Sign me up.
A motorcycle.
Sign me up.
I mean, that's a motorcycle.
Really what they are, right?
I love me a good old motorcycle.
I'll put a horn on it.
And then one more here. Instead of a couch, what about a human shelf?
No.
Because that's really
that's
what it
is. That's a little Dahmer-y.
A human shelf?
I don't like it.
No?
It's a little Jeffrey Dahmer-like.
A little documentary.
Yeah. Man. No, I like those. So is there a word that you think should have been named better? Text the show right now to 52353. Like I suggested, donuts should be called sugar bagels. What else would you add to that list? It's the K92 Morning Thing with Monica, Antoine, and Chris. And we need your prom dresses. Those used prom dresses that have been sitting in your closet for a while and you don't know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. We'll take them off your hand.
Yes. Yeah. Go through your closets right now. Go to the basement and find that box of dresses or just clothing and say, okay, I need to get rid of this stuff. Dig through it. And we'll take care of them. We'll take all your dresses.
Yeah, so what you can do, you can take your used prom dress, drop it off at any Blue Eagle Credit Union location in Roanoke. We got a location in Lynchburg that will take your dress. And we need your dresses by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Monday is the cutoff because we want to have time to clean them at VA 295 Cleaners.
And what you don't realize is that proms start early. Like, as
I know,
someone
I forget.
That DJs proms, the first one I have is April 13th.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
A month from today. So, yeah, we need your prom dresses by Monday so that we can get them cleaned at VA 295 so that we can have our Say Yes to the Dress prom dress event next Saturday so that people can get mm-hmm. them, try them on, get them altered if they need it so they can look amazing at
yes.
their prom.
And that's March the 23rd starting at 10 a.m. We'll be there at the Berglund Center, their new Bella Vista room, so be sure to stop over.
Yeah,
the so dresses are $10.
Yeah, so the Bella Vista room is kind of in the center like where the courtyard is. So you'll see the K92 van and we'll have signs leading to the back of the courtyard. It's right upstairs, a beautiful room. We'll have all the dresses on display.
And everyone knows that area because that's when you are going to an event at the Berglund Center.
Yeah.
And you walk through there and you're like, wait, which side am I supposed to go to? Am I supposed to go to the left? Am I supposed to go to the right? Well, for us, you just go straight. We made it easy for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can grab all the details and say yes to the prom dress at K92radio.com. It's brought to you by Blue Eagle Credit Union.
Oh.
And then tomorrow on the show, we got to talk about tomorrow's show.
We got
covert confessions coming up at 7:40 tomorrow. If you want to send us a confession that we can use on the show, a couple ways you can do that. You can record a voice memo on your phone and send it to mornings@k92radio.com. We get a lot that way. You can also text in a confession to 52353.
And I'm going to be honest. I didn't realize the show was over.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to commercial. We were going to come back and we were going to talk later. I'm like, oh, okay. Keep the party rolling. Look,
it's been one of those days. You know what it is? I think because it's so beautiful out and everyone's, the mood has changed.
I had no clue the show was over.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I thought we had another 20 minutes.
That's a good thing.
No, yeah. Mostly sunny, 73 today. Get out and have a picnic for lunch.
Yeah, so do all that today. Brand new show tomorrow before we get out of here today.
We have the Morning Thing Nuggets. Don't do what you want. Do what you don't want. Do what you're trained not to want. Do the things that scare you the most. Skateboarding.
As long as they're legal. As long as they're legal. Okay, Monica, don't you have anyone sent to prison? We got to testify.
I'm just saying, well, different countries have different rules.
Of course, you already found a workaround. Brand new episode of The Thing tomorrow morning starting at 6.
Peace.
Toodaloo.
Later, Gator.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92radio.com.